Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kate Loving and the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Schenck of katelovingschenck.com and prayerprescription.com, and the author of the upcoming book, Prayer Prescription, Spiritual Remedies for Long-Lasting Health. My guest this evening is Slavika Bogdanoff. Slavika has created a new teaching website called Attractitude. Tonight we will hear all about this. The call-in number is 347-205-9200. Joining me now is Slavika.
Hello. Hi, Kate.
Slavika. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful, thank you.
Thanks for having me on the
show. I'm very excited to have you on the show tonight. Thank you for coming.
I'm very excited as well. Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about Attractitude. I know you're very happy about this, and you are visualizing Ellen DeGeneres having you on her show. I just love that video.
You saw that. Well, you know, it started with the joke that Ellen DeGeneres wanted so much to be on the cover of O of the magazine O of Oprah. I thought I'd do the same and visualize being on Ellen DeGeneres' show for Attractitude. I think it's worth it to be heard there.
It is, and in fact, I do believe that the end of that story is that Ellen DeGeneres was on the cover of Oprah's magazine. So that works.
Well, there you go. So my turn is next.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, well, Attractitude is actually, I believe, a beautiful project. It's always easier to say when it's your own. But, It started out that I'm basically a life coach, and I give coaching and training, and I've been helping a lot of people, but I wanted to bring it to a much broader scale and help a lot of people worldwide. And I figured out that the best way to do that is basically do it, of course, via the internet. But with my experience in the worlds of coaching, because I'm a coach, I take a lot of courses myself and a lot of training to always be up to date and be always better and better. And I found that when I met with people, a lot of people, when they go out and take a 2-3-4 day seminar, when they come back home, well, after a while, it teeters out, all the energy, all what they've learned, all the inspiration just vanishes in the everyday life. And a lot of people, myself got disappointed in that when you're faced with your everyday problems, it's difficult to include what the great stuff you learned in coaching with a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea was to bring this kind of all these coaches and all the training possible to people at their homes so that they can actually use it while they're taking the coaching and actually have their lives really improve and change. That's my whole purpose, is to have people's lives improved.
Yes, yes.
So the idea is, I thought being alone on this project is it's not enough. I don't have the expertise, and I really wanted to build a website that would have everything that concerns self or business development. So no piano lessons, of course, but everybody that's involved into health, spirituality, finances, real estate investment, how to have a better credit, how to get out of debt, how to manage your emotions, how to meditate, everything that's relevant to people improving their lives in one way or form. And I'm happy to say that you will be one of the trainers.
Oh,
on
yes.
That
thank you.
I'm very
so excited.
Excited.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much.
And, I'm very thrilled, and I'm great, really happy about your book. I find it's exciting, and I can't wait to read it. It's extraordinary. I congratulate you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And so what I will be contributing to your beautiful site is talking about prayers and how prayer can save your life, basically.
Yeah.
So that's what we'll be talking about. I, interestingly enough, was going through a box today, and I found a whole line of topics that I had already made up. I actually wrote a proposal for a publication company that before I decided to self-publish, and have all these wonderful items for discussion when it comes to prayer. I think prayer really does open up a lot of great potential for spiritual growth.
Yes, and I'm very excited to have you, because I know a lot of people need that, especially nowadays. A lot of people find that they need spirituality but don't know. You know, we've lost a little bit of that, of what is, you know, praying really and what is the connection. And it is definitely healing. That I totally agree with you. It's so powerful. So I'm really grateful to have you on board. I have also the doc from Doc Results. Houston is going to be also giving 4 classes a month, which is quite exciting. And
yes.
And people are just coming on board. It's fascinating. A lot of people want to join. They understand you know, that together we can really make something even greater than all by ourselves.
Yes, as soon as I heard about it, I thought, wow, this is very powerful. And I also noticed that you have a site where you speak French, and so you must be I don't understand French, so I imagine that you're telling people who speak that language about your site as well.
Yes, actually, my intention is to really bring the training to a worldwide level. I believe we can do it. I believe that people, especially on this other side of the ocean, need as well to have help in all different areas of life. My second language is French, so I'm fluently, I speak French better than English. So, I thought of doing it, and especially since I live in Canada, in the French area, of course, so I thought of developing as well to have the market here be helped by all these programs. So there's a website in French, there's the website that's in English, and hopefully in the future it will grow in other languages. But I think it's very powerful, because every single person, that's what's amazing about this, every single person I came in contact with that want to join have the exact same, you know, humanity, humbleness of giving, of being generous and kind to share knowledge, but in a loving way, you know, like you, like many others, you know, Tam Veilleux is going to also give courses there. And everybody's like, that's what I find. So for me, that's my blessing. I'm very grateful because it puts together people that really from the bottom of their heart, they're willing to offer and have people transform their lives, which is, you know, that's the best of it all. There's nothing better than that.
Yes, a willingness to change and to help others. To help others.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And you know, that's so pure. Like there's really, because for me, it is my real intent. It's really that people at the end of the program, of any training program, really feel that they've had a transforming experience for the better. You know, and I believe that way humanity will benefit, you know, every little person, everyone will benefit, but to a greater scale. The more we feel better, the more we give to others, the more the planet is better, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm very thrilled about this project.
Oh, I know. I was going to say, too, that first of all, I wanted to say that your English is spectacular. You speak beautiful English.
Thank you very much.
Another thing is, I want to say that in Europe, there is a market, probably more of a market for self-help and spirituality than there is in America. Not to say that there isn't a market here, but there is more of a market there. One of our teachers is Leonard Lasko, who wrote the book Healing with Love. And he is a very intense spiritual teacher, but he does so much better in Europe than he does here in America. And I think a lot of people find that to be true who are spiritual teachers.
I think what happened...
Interesting.
Yes. Maybe I'm wrong, but what I believe is that... I was raised in Paris, and I went back to live there a few years during my life. And what I realized, the big difference between North America and France, I won't speak for the whole Europe because I cannot say, but what I've experienced as a big difference is that in North America, we still have this belief that anything is possible. You know, try, you know, succeed, try it. If you put hard work into it, if you put, you know, your heart into it, you have a chance. You know, there's this belief deep down we all have, you know. In Europe, it's traditional that it's more of come into a company, work there 30 years, you will retire. And on top of it, I know for a fact, in France it's very difficult to open a company. It's very difficult to open a business. It's not, you know, entrepreneurship is not really pushed. Yet, lately, because of economic downfall and because people are losing their 20-year-old jobs and things, now they're kind of looking at what else is there. You know, I've lived and worked 20 years, but it cannot just be it. You know, there must be something more to my life. And I believe that's why they're open to this spirituality now. You know, they're hungry because they see that all that they've learned, that accumulating stuff and working like crazy for someone else and now losing everything and not knowing where Europe is going, and, you know, all that uncertainty, I think, brought them to say, wait a minute, let me hear from other countries, from somebody that knows better, maybe, you know? So I think that's why, I believe that's why they're more open now, because they have this hunger to get out. You know, when you're drowning, that's where suddenly you kind of realize, oh my God, is there somebody with a rope? You know, before that, you're just swimming, you know, you don't realize that you're drowning, you know. So I think that's where it is now. And also, because of this economic downfall, I think it's going to push a lot more entrepreneurs to develop businesses. And that's why they're also looking in training, in internet market, things that they didn't really, you know, they didn't really care about at some point, but now they don't have a choice, I believe.
So this is probably a little off topic, but do you see that internet marketing is bigger here in this country than, say, in France. That sounds like it.
That it's bigger here?
In other words, there's more entrepreneurial activities on the internet in America than France.
I believe so. But, you know, let's not be France is a very interesting country. It's out of topic a little bit, but just for if somebody's curious out there, is that they're always very behind. In every time in history, they've been very far behind. But when they put one step, they're like, whew, they jump ahead of everybody.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, it's very funny. They were like way behind in trains. They had the worst trains possible, and then they invented the fastest train in the world. You know, they were the worst in credit cards. They were the worst. They only accepted checks, no plastic. Suddenly, they're the ones that invented the little chip in the credit card.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So they're like, you know, it feels like more of a dinosaur, you know, they're big, they go slow, but when they take one step, it's like, whoof, you know, and we're very fast, we're quick, but it takes us more steps.
Well, it's just an interesting look into the French character, you know, and we all want to know about their resiliency, which is what that sounds like to me.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you know, I see because one of my very good friends here is a top conference person. He does a lot of conferences, and now he's like in self development for many, many years, and he's now almost moving to France. That's how much the demand is there. So yes, the market is really opening there for self development, and I think it's great, you know, because everybody points the finger to the other saying, oh, you're arrogant, you're this, you're that. So, but everybody, when they learn more about themselves, when they want to improve, everybody finds humbleness, you know,
no matter where you are
on what side of the ocean. So I think overall and worldwide, it's a great thing to be more open spiritually, to be more at peace with oneself, to be more forgiving, to be more healthy spiritually in prayer, because you've become more healthy in your soul, in yourself, in your body, you know. Mm-hmm. And strangely enough, you know, people start, it's funny, now that I've opened this Attractitude where there's so many different classes, people jump on the financial classes first, you know. They first want the money, then they want to get spiritual.
Yeah.
And then they learn. Yeah. At the end of the day, they learn you need to be spiritual first.
Yes.
And you'll get the money.
Yes, that's right. there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and it's funny because the first, everybody's like that. We aim for what we see, and we seek for the unseen. And then when we realize that it's the unseen, that it's actually the power of what we see.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, and then we start to see more and more when we open ourselves up.
Exactly.
Well,
so
I need to ask you, what is your definition of the law of attraction?
Aha. Of attractitude or of the law of attraction?
Well, you know, it seems that the law of attraction is sort of embedded in that word attractitude, unless I'm mistaken, but it sounds like it is.
Yeah, it's part of it. For me, the law of I say to people I coach, I say the law of attraction exists like the law of gravity. You know, we all know that the law of gravity exists because when you fall, you definitely know it exists. And as though we know that the law of gravity exists, if you want to fly, you have to learn.
Yeah.
So for me, it's the same. You can know that the law of attraction exists, but to properly use it in a positive way in your life, you got to learn it. Better said, we better unlearn that we're unable to fly or unlearn what we have been taught in terms of things that are not possible, to be able to open ourselves to all the possibilities the law of attraction brings to us. Mm-hmm. But I believe that if people are not brought up with that philosophy in mind, it's really a learning. You learn it.
Yeah.
You learn it with coaches. You learn it with training. You learn it with usually people, you know, with books. It takes longer because they don't have somebody to, you know, to inspire them or that have been there, you know, did that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
that would mean my definition of the law of attraction is whatever is inside of you, really in depth in yourself, you will bring to you. And
mm-hmm.
until you learn the lessons that you see outside yourself that are pointing out in defects you have within yourself, you
mm-hmm.
will bring to you always the same lessons.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we're souls and bodies learning. So until we get the lesson, I've learned from my own experience and people that I've coached that if you do not accept to learn the lesson, it comes back bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
To make sure you see it next time.
I had an experience this week where somebody asked me, it was an interview about the book, you know, and had asked me if how I thought prayer and the law of attraction interacted or how they related. And
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden it occurred to me that I think we can ever since The Secret, the movie The Secret, there's been so much overcomplication and lots of intellectual definitions of the law of attraction that really seems to have gotten people off track. So I was thinking quickly about it and how to answer quickly, you know how it is in an interview. And I said, well, the definition of prayer for me is love and gratitude. Love and gratitude, you could add forgiveness there. And in reality, that's, if you practice those things, you will attract the beautiful things into your life. And it's not to say that intense things don't happen that can be imbalancing, because often that's because we don't have any control over people, places, and things. But we can choose to be peaceful about whatever is going on in our lives.
Definitely. And about ourselves, you know, I realize a lot of people I meet that, you know, a lot of people have whatever problems in their lives. But it comes at when you really scratch the surface, 95% of people have a lack of love for their own self.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's in that the link with attracting the best for you is broken. And
mm-hmm.
I often say to people that I shock sometimes people because I tell them, you know, you don't need enemies. You're your own enemy. You're not your best
mm-hmm.
buddy. You know, be your best buddy. If you treat someone like you treat yourself, that person will definitely let you go. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You won't hang around you. But you hang around yourself doing that to yourself, you know. So not loving yourself. So, you know, I told someone, I said, when you expect someone to come home, what, you know, like a friend, like your best friend, you know, what do? Well, I clean my house. Do you do it for yourself? Oh, well, no. Well, so you're less than somebody that comes over, you know?
Mm-hmm,
why do you
mm-hmm.
cook a special dinner for a friend and not for you? You know, all
well,
these...
Oh, that's very common, very common. People will not cook for themselves and won't even eat unless they have somebody around. Yeah, that's so true.
You know, it's how do you treat, like... If you look at yourself of being your best, because that is the truth, people need to understand that there won't be ever a better best friend than their own self to themselves.
Yes.
You won't find in the universe somebody that's better for you than you, you know, at the end of the day. But treat yourself with that. People,
mm-hmm.
they're going to lie to their own self. You know, if somebody would lie to you, how would you consider that person? You know, you wouldn't hang around people. And though people lie to themselves, they do things to themselves that they wouldn't wish an enemy would ever do that to them. Mm-hmm. You know, they mm-hmm. poison them with anger, they poison them with bad food, with drinking, with whatever. They poison mm-hmm. their own bodies. They would never suffer somebody pushing that down, you know?
Yeah.
So it starts there, I believe, at the core, you know, of really improving oneself. It's really at first, your life then changes naturally. There's no need mm-hmm. to search outside, you know. Everything comes from within.
Yes.
And I've asked people to actually treat themselves really kindly. You know, there's a saying, you know, never treat someone as you wouldn't like him to treat you.
Mm-hmm.
But first of all, treat yourself as you would like people to treat you.
Yes. Treat yourself you know? The way you yeah. It's the golden rule, a little bit different.
yeah, it's inverted. Like someone told me once, you know, oh, I dream of meeting this, you know, this love and, you know, explaining how the person should be and all of that and, you know, making mm-hmm. the list, you know, with the law of attraction, you ask for a list and whatever. And I said, yeah, but what are you doing about it? Are you that kind of person that would attract that? Are
mm-hmm.
you that kind and generous and giving all the stuff you wrote there? Are you like that? Because if you're not, you know, forget about it. It's a dream, baby. You're not going to attract that person. You know,
uh-huh.
start with
uh-huh.
yourself, you know. So, and I think that's the rule. Like you say, you know, it's love, it's forgiveness, it's
yeah.
truth. Truth
of yourself.
In yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and forgiving oneself. A lot of people are very harsh with themselves, you know, oh, am I stupid, or I did that I shouldn't have, blame
right.
on them. And it's let it go. We're all humans. We all fall.
Right.
You know, we're
yeah.
perfect the way we are today with what we know, and we don't know it all.
No.
You know,
no.
And people have a tendency to be forgiving about others, say, oh, yeah, it's okay, you know, I understand he made a mistake. Do the same for you.
Mhm.
So
yeah.
And
I believe that's a number one problem in the world today is a lack of forgiveness and thinking that somebody should be punished. Obviously, these things are changing. Obviously,
yeah.
with the movements that we're talking about that seem to be happening, first of all, on the internet. This
yeah.
grand, this wonderful transformation and shift in consciousness is happening. Yet
yeah.
there are certain things that have to catch up. And you know, I was talking with somebody today at great length about capital punishment and
yeah.
how I would really love to see that be abolished. It's so odd that you have that in this country. It's just so odd. It just doesn't make any sense. But if we can abolish the death penalty, I think we can go very, very quickly towards what we're talking about here in terms of forgiveness and self-love and just a joy and a celebration of each day. When you know
yeah.
that people aren't being put to death, and often just unnecessarily. So,
yeah.
but in my opinion, whatever anybody did, they shouldn't be put to death. So
yeah.
we had a great conversation about that. And in fact, I was talking to Michael today, Michael
Oh,
Collins.
Yes.
Yes. And,
he's going to be also on Attractitude. And actually, yes, he left me. I called him and he left me a message. He's a little down under the weather. But, yeah, he's such an amazing man. This is a fantastic
yes,
human.
He's coming back. He's
yes.
a little under the weather, but he's coming back. And I think that things like that, when you see the ills of our society, you have to realize that I think these things are going to change pretty rapidly over a short amount of time.
Yes. Well, you know, first of all, I feel very grateful that we have the internet because it really brought a quicker possibility to spread kindness, love, you know, without freely. where it's one of the, you know, where you don't have to pay for ads or, you know, time, like time on TV to spread the word, you know,
yeah.
Which is fantastic. Not to have to wait to be sponsored to spread love, you know, because then
that's
it would
right.
take a long time. And that is a blessing that, you know, the universe has brought us such a device to spread this energy so quickly throughout the world. And I know for a fact that positive energy is much, much stronger than negative energy. So
mm-hmm.
it doesn't take as much people to have the positive energy to shift. You know, in a dark room is a dark room, but it just needs one person with a light to brighten the
yeah.
whole room.
That's
so
right.
It's really bringing light, and as much light as we're going to bring and people are going to start seeing, they're going to shift for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason also is because we come to a time, as I said, that a lot of people are drowning. You know,
mm-hmm.
even people that are well off, I'm not talking about economic problems. I'm talking about real, you know, voids that people have noticed. And that's why I believe more and more people are open to spirituality. A few years back, we would talk about healing with prayer or meditating, or wow, we would be taken as, you know, go to the asylum, you know.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
nowadays, it's really common that people ask, come to us and say, I'm lost, you know, I really want to know, how do you become more spiritual? How do you pray? How does it work, you know? So
mm-hmm,
people
mm-hmm.
are more open, and I believe because even the people that are well off, that have success, you know, if you talk about the word success, and they've succeeded in everything and they've achieved everything, and then they come at the end of that road and they say, is that all? Is
mm-hmm.
that really
mm-hmm.
all? Like, it cannot be. You know, I've done
yeah.
it all. I got all the medals of everything. I have all
mm-hmm.
the cars, everything, and it cannot be it. And then they turn and they say, wow, you know, I need to know what's inside, what's after this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So in every fashion, I believe that economic crisis, I think I've brought a lot of people reaching for something more, noticing that, you know, it cannot be just what they lost. There must be more. And the
yeah.
people that have achieved asking for more as well. And that's our strength, is that now I think humankind is more open and willing to accept, you know, words of kindness and generosity and prayer and love and without even blinking, which is amazing.
Yeah, from the mid 1970s or so. We were talking about this stuff in the 70s and certainly in the 60s, but then it kind of went underground. You know, people were talking about it. We'd have groups and we'd talk about it, but it was very hush hush. And now. Mm. Things are really out in the open, and this is just so exciting. And
yeah.
and it's interesting to see the evolution of this movement.
Yeah.
Because it
yeah.
has existed for quite some time, but or, you know, 30, 40 years isn't really that long. And in reality, it isn't. But now it's just people are talking about it out in the streets. You know, they're talking about it on street corners.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And
it
it's not tagged. I believe at some point it had a tag, you know, of these people talk about it, but these don't. You know, it
yeah.
was kind of a shifting of societies where you just, you know, there was the big expansion of we have. And actually, maybe that's why, because after the war in the States, you know, everybody could buy anything they wanted. So they all jumped into, you know, buying and consuming, and after that, what happens, the kids are born in that, and when they're raised, they find out, well, I want more, so they go into spirituality to find more. So maybe
yeah.
that was the first shift, but it was kind of tagged that those are the people that talk about it, but not everyone. Now, it can be a business person, you know,
yeah.
Somebody that's CEO, and it can be also the person that's you know, secretary. It can be anybody. From any
yeah.
Areas of life, which is fantastic. Even
oh,
even scientists, you know, before it was like the either or. you were a scientist, you know, God forbid you would mention the soul, you know. And now even scientists are open to, let's discuss this, you know, let's see.
Yes, I think it's when you think of physicists especially, or more just any scientists are very open. And one thing that needs to change, though, in my opinion, is it is changing, but and it has changed since many years ago, but is the world of medicine. It's still very, let's treat the disease, and they hardly even look at the person, you know, the doctors of today. So
yeah.
they're very far behind, and I also think they're very burnt out. They don't know. In our country here, we have health insurance, which isn't covering people. The access to health care is very frightening in some ways, because the doctors must really feel like they can't help people the way they want to help them, the way they entered the profession to help them. And as a result, I believe that is the reason why we have the burnout in the healthcare arena, because of health insurance companies. And in your country, in Canada, they still have, I'm sure it's threatened a lot of, they try to, but, you know, you have socialized medicine, for want of a better way of describing it. I have no problems with that, because people are all taken care of.
Yeah.
And that is, that helps the people who are caring in their professions to feel like at the end of the day that they've done as well as they can. Now, in this country, we have a lot of propaganda against what is going on in Canada. But in reality, everybody in Canada would never want to exchange their care for our care. So there you have it.
No, for sure, for sure. But, you know, I believe that, you know, the shift, my wish, my intent would be if there was a shift. You know, I heard once, and I love that sentence. It was actually in a French movie, and I absolutely adored that. And it was a man that was a doctor and wanted to shift to osteopathy, naturopathy, and said that the difference between a Chinese doctor and, I would say, a French doctor, because it was in France, say that the French doctor will, you know, look, will be very renowned by the amount of patients he has. You know, this guy he's busy, he has so many patients, he's like the best, you know, he's the best. And what this man was saying is that in China, the doctor is renowned by the number of healthy people he has.
Yeah.
So it's basically, in China, what they do is they treat you when you're healthy to stay healthy. And if you have one that gets disease, oh, my God, you're a bad doctor. What did you do wrong? You know? It's totally the inverse, totally completely different mentality. But isn't that fantastic?
Oh,
instead of waiting till the you know, the problem emerges and then blaming doctors that, you know, we do that, and doctors looking at just the disease, not the human, because also they're, you know, they have an amount of patients to look after as well. Everybody has their own concern. But imagine a world where actually doctors are there not to push pills, but to make sure that the person stays healthy the entire lifetime.
Yes, and that, I believe, goes on. Have you ever seen the Michael Moore movie where he did explore all the ways to different countries?
Yes,
I think that, and French, in France, they want people to be healthy. And the doctors get paid more when their patients stop smoking and they start exercising and they, you know,
But on the other hand, I lived in France, and I got sick at one point, and I went to the doctor to get medication, and they're very, I don't mean to say all of them, but it is also known that they're pill pushers, because they're, a lot of them, I don't want to generalize, but a lot of them are have very good gifts offered by pharmaceutical companies. When they pass
problem,
a certain quota, So they tend to sometimes bend a little bit their professionalism in over-medicating people. You know, so there's everywhere there's things that you can take and some things you can leave behind in learning to improve in every area. And for sure healthcare is one that should be of our concern the most. But you know, my question that I find more important, that's my, you know, quest, is instead of blaming or, you know, being, or instead of, you know, saying how we can change the health system, why not implement in the school facilities classes to teach kids healing by prayer and healing themselves and eating properly and taking care of their body and how important is that? And, you know, getting those classes that will last their lifetime, not a class on mathematics that they will forget to. I don't say mathematics is bad. I love mathematics.
I know.
Include that too. Isn't that like the most important thing in life that we all regret we didn't know much about enough in time? Why not start there? Teach kids the most important things they should know in 20 years from now. And then the healthcare system will take care of itself because we will have less people sick.
But they're meditating and they're being contemplative and in states of solitude and loving themselves, there will be a lot less disease, dis-ease, as it were, in our world.
Exactly. I believe, yes, for sure, starting at the root. But, of course, until that happens, we can deal with people now. But I totally also believe that, you know, I find it sometimes very hard to take when I hear that somebody heard that they possibly have cancer and the family has already buried the person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they're already talking to the person as if she's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not thinking that it's just a dis-ease. You're just out of your alignment. It's not the end of the world. Let's put you back into alignment, and the body will take care of getting rid of those bad cells. You know, but
That's right.
A lot of people have already committed to the negativity of the perspective and giving a chance to the optimism of the perspective. And I believe, and it has been proven anyway in medical that people that really have the positive attitude and believe they're going to get out of it, usually much more often.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, so that is also important, is if we could bring that to the, you know, to the healthcare system, to have like healing prayer, you know, prayer in all the hospitals, to have people learn about that.
Yeah,
you know, pray for others, pray for yourself. You know, that would be fantastic. You know, have your training everywhere.
Oh, that would be fun. You know, the Larry Bassi book talks about the scientific studies that were done on prayer and how those things heal people faster. People heal faster when groups of people are praying for them than if they aren't. And
and he's a scientific man. He was not a spiritual man at all, and he all these studies in a very methodological, scientific way. That's the funny part, you know, about the power of prayer, and found out in real scientific facts that prayer has so much power. This is fabulous.
It is fabulous. Yeah. So
and it's basically
a
huge positive energy that you send out, and it is more powerful than the negative energy. So it does heal, and then there's no time or space. It just travels because it's such a high frequency.
That's right. So it is a very exciting. So what is your vision for Attractitude? I know you've told us a lot about your vision, but tell us more.
My intention when I started was to help as many people as I can anywhere in the world. So my vision would be to have about 100 trainers in all different areas of life. That would be, and then, wow, imagine, Kate, the parties that we would make.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
The powerful spiritual community we would build. But I mean 100 trainers per language that would actually really be there to help people in every single, in different aspects, of course, specialized in their own field. And then that's one aspect. But I want to travel throughout the world. I would like to give free conferences everywhere to give everything I know, well, the most of what I know, to share it with people. I want Attractitude to be the base of that helping throughout the world as many people as possible, but also a base, a foundation, because I do want, my biggest dream is I do want to build schools. I want to build schools to have kids grow up with Attractitude in themselves, to grow up in that way, to be whole, you know, to be full of everything that is needed to be a whole human. And then it would be, you know, the dream is amazing, because after that, you know, heaven on earth is there, you know.
Yes.
So
yeah,
that's
very possible. I believe these things are possible.
Oh, yes.
We'll see these things in our lifetime.
Yes, I believe there's no, you know, it's funny because when I say things to my family, they always, you know, ever since, it's been many years now, but when I come up with something, they usually say, you know, you, when you put your mind to something, it usually is going to happen. Because I'm so determined.
Right. So, oh, that's beautiful.
And when it's for good, you know, there's things, like I'm a very spiritual person, and I believe that when something is done for the purity and the benefit, when it's for good, you know, for good, when there's nothing dark or shadowy in someone's will, everything in the universe is aligned to get there very quickly.
Yes. You just have to make that commitment.
Yeah, exactly, no matter what. And and for me, it is with faith, you know, and I'm really, on top of it, I'm so grateful, because truly people have come on the French side and on the English side, people have come with so much will of really making this thing happen in the most wonderful way. So I know, you know, you have that gut feeling that just says it is, you know, it cannot be differently.
Yeah, we have a person in the chat room who can't hear us, so I have suggested that she listen to the archive. But she, her name is Carrie, and says that she was told by a wise woman that she may be single for the rest of her life due to her love for, I mean, I guess she is depressed by that. But I think we talked about that a little earlier, that a person can't make you happy, and that she needs to realize that she is her own best friend, and if she works and plays, I should say, more with that idea, she will find what she's looking for. So I asked her to listen to the archive, and she'll get that answer more.
And she can definitely, if she needs, you know, more, you know, she can go on Attractitude, and, you know, I'll be happy to give her, you know, insights on things that she can practically do. It'll be my pleasure for the listeners to do that for free.
Okay. And they can contact you. What is the best way to contact you?
Well, actually, if they go on attractitude.com, there's a little, it just says contact us, and there's a form there, so they can just type in their question, and I'll be more than happy to answer. Or if they have comments, suggestions, anything. Or if they're trainers listening to us and want to also partake and be part of this team. I'll be happy to hear from them as well.
Wonderful. Yes, that those little forms that go on the internet, that go on your website, are very, they really do the job with communication. I love them.
Yes, and actually I find that the most practical, because if someone, sometimes what happens is if it's a call, you might not understand the name, the phone number properly. You know, this way at least I have written down. I can really communicate to the person and give them the best solution, advice, or if it's a comment, it's welcomed as well. So yeah, nowadays it's really practical. And at the same time, they can go and visit Attractitude and see what it's about, and it's a good way. But I believe for this woman, you know, often enough when we run after something, that's the thing we run after just continues running. You know, sometimes it's just when we are full with ourselves and feel good about ourselves that the right person comes along.
That's right. That's right. And,
so,
it could be that you're with the person that you need to release and be alone, quote, alone, end quote, for a while. I mean, there's no such thing. But I think it's tough to not enjoy being alone. That's a tough one.
Enjoying being alone?
Yeah, people who don't enjoy being alone have a hard time, I think.
Yeah, I believe so too. The most difficult part, because then they cling on to, and that's again, I find people that are afraid to be, that don't like to be alone. I believe it's a fear first. And I'm sure it starts at the same level. It's the fact of not loving yourself enough.
It is.
Because if you love yourself enough, if you're your best friend, you want to hang out with you.
That's right.
And if you don't want to hang out with you, then how do you think people, why would you think others would like to hang out with you?
I love that. I just love it. It just makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And I told this to a person I coach. I said, you're your best friend, you know, and he started laughing. And I said, think about it, really. Like, think about every single thing you do to yourself and ask yourself, would a friend do that to me? All the time you put yourself down. All the time you lie to yourself. All the time you don't stick to a commitment. All the time you're late with something. Everything you, like, all the time you don't, you know, offer yourself a little gift, a little something to tell yourself you love yourself. All the time you didn't cook for yourself. All the time, you know, you don't clean your apartment. You're messy. Everything, look at every aspect. If a friend would do that constantly, you know, to you.
Mm-hmm.
How long before you would kick him out? How long? Not very long. And I said, some people, they say, it's just a tiny lie I told myself. You know, it's not a big deal, you know. I said I wasn't going to eat that shit, but I did. But it's not a big deal. But I said, for the brain doesn't understand between a little and a big, you know.
Yeah,
for the brain, it's a lie, you know. And what if a friend would come and tell you, but it's just a small lie. What would you say? You still lied to me. So it's the same thing. So I believe really relating. And if there was one advice I would give to listeners also, is to really pay attention to what we say in words outside, but in our heads as well. Because the brain has a tendency to accumulate every time we say one, and I'm actually going to put a YouTube video on this. It accumulates every time we say one thing. So if you say, I have one dish to wash, you have one. If you say it 10 times, you'll have 10 in your head.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if you say, oh my God, if you say it many times, it becomes like this humongous pile of dishes that you cannot overcome, you know. When it's maybe two plates, it's everything is like that for the brain. So if you say, oh, I have a ton of debt, it accumulates in the brain. And at
oh,
one point
does.
You think, you know, you can't get over it, but it's not true, it's not real. So if I would have one advice, is just to be aware of what you say out loud. You know, I'll never make it. Well, then you'll never make it. You know, or I always miss this. Well, chances are you are again, you know. So just if they switch that little thing, just a little thing, they'll already see huge improvements. Just, you know, you catch yourself and then you say, oh, no, I always get there, instead of saying I always miss it.
Yes, that's right.
You know, I never have, a lot of people, you know, I never have enough time. Why don't you just say it differently? I always have enough time. And then suddenly, whoops, you have enough time. it's miraculous. but it works.
Total
you know?
Miracle, and it does work. It really does work. And, it's just a change of habit. Apparently, the new Wayne Dyer book is really excellent. Even though it says everything that we were talking about, he always has a way of writing and relating his message in a way that kind of tweaks your consciousness and you almost have a religious experience as you're reading the words. I've always found that to be true with him. It's really interesting.
I find that too, and I believe it's because also he has a very high level of energy.
Yes.
And I believe, you know, let's say when you cook and you put love, you know, they say the most important ingredient. When you put love in your cooking, everybody says it tastes better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody says, wow, what did you put in this? It's so good. You know, you put love.
That's
why our mom's dishes or our grandmom's dishes are always unbeatable. We cannot ever make what they made because they put love. That's what we miss, that love.
Yeah.
And so I believe he puts intention when he writes.
Yes.
He puts that intention of goodness. And I've listened to his tape and I've read his books and I literally felt my level of energy rise.
Yes.
And I think that's his magical key, is that he puts that into what he does.
I think so. It's people can say the same thing over and over and over again, but then when you read it from him, it's a transcendent experience, and he has a gift. He really does.
Yeah. So the conclusion is I'll have to meet him at Ellen DeGeneres' show.
And I'll be in the audience, and I'll come and meet both of you. It is true that everybody now, we have another thing we need to visualize and make reality, is that all the teachers of the Attractitude teachers need to meet in person somewhere.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a plan, huh? Dr. Houston Vitter told me that I need to write 1,000 reasons why, because I said to him, I said, I want Attractitude to be as big as Google. So he said, well, write down 1,000 reasons why you think it should and it will be. So I said, okay, I'll take the challenge. It's a lot, 1,000 reasons, huh? So I'm at 325 approximately, but one of them it would be amazing, because I thought, whew, then what I will do is I would have resorts everywhere for Attractitude, you know, teachers, so we could meet once every, you know, 2 months or 3 months.
Yes, yes.
You know, to
talk and exchange,
you know.
And retreats, Attractitude retreats.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, it will be great, and it is great already. I mean, it's a wonderful vision for the whole movement of the Attractitude movement.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that, you know, in truth, people will get benefits, and when people heal, there's nothing like that. There's nothing for the person giving. For the person receiving, there's nothing more in life. What is there more in life, really, when you look at it? If you can give one person the light that will change their life in better, what is there more in life?
That's
that is what
better.
We're here for. We're here to
serve
others.
Yes, we are.
We've come to the end of this wonderful show. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I loved having you. You're just delightful. You're just wonderful, and I appreciate your coming on, and we'll have to do this again.
Thank you so much for having me. You know, I'm really excited, and you know, I'm really grateful you're on Attractitude, and God bless you with your book. You know, I know it's going to be a huge success. People need that, and I can't wait for you to have like this bestseller, you know, party.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that so much.
Well, yeah, will happen.
Thank you. I'm going to be playing Music for Mother and Child by Klaus D. Jensen. And have a wonderful evening, Savika. Love to you.
And love to you. Bless you. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you.